Yeah.
Jeez. We're not ready yet.
That's all right.
You have all this dead space. I want to measure out my rhubarb to make sure I've got enough for both pies. Now, you can freeze rhubarb just like this.
You can?
Yeah.
Just cut it up and freeze it?
Yeah.
It doesn't damage it at all?
Yeah. It might be a little smushy when you get it out, but... It
ends up smushy anyways.
Right, it ends up smushy. No big deal. So... So, I don't know if Shannon has any left over there. But she said this was probably going to be
it.
About the end of it, but
maybe she hasn't been done yet. That was 6 cups, right?
You did it 3 times.
That's one thing I've done. Oh, shoot. Are you recording this now? Huh? Oh. For one pie in a fairly good size thing, I'm using 5 cups of rhubarb. But for a smaller pan, you probably get away with like 4 cups. I'm just using one large or extra large, whichever you have, egg. And for rhubarb pie, because rhubarb is so sour, I use about 1.5 cups of sugar for this much.
Cup and a half?
Yeah. Because rhubarb's so...
Right.
Biting. Not bitter, just sour.
Mm-hmm.
So... And then I'll put about 3 tablespoons of flour in there.
3 tablespoons?
Yeah. Now you can use tapioca if you want to.
Okay.
To thicken it, too. Some people like to. I just, you know... Use whatever you have on hand. Usually I use flour. But 3 to 4 tablespoons of it, because you don't want it to be runny.
That's the 3/4 cup we have.
Yeah.